Hey everyone, welcome back to the Repeatable Revenue Podcast. If you're a business builder, you're in the right place. On this podcast, we explore all the things it takes to create reliable, repeatable sales growth in your business. So we talk strategy, tactics, marketing, sales, leadership, and maybe most importantly, self-leadership. I'll share my experiences from sales rep to CEO and now founder of a business that I've built from Baja, as well as other experts and guests that we bring on the show. You can check out rayjgreen.com for more information about me. Now, let's dive into why you're really here today. I learned this lesson really early in my management career, and I have lived it and breathed it every day since then for the past 20 some odd years. And it's that a great team is always going to outperform a group of individual players, no matter how good those individual players may be. This is true whether you're talking about a sales team, an executive team, a football team, and I've got a clip of Tom Brady I'm going to let you listen to in a second. It's the same outcome. A great team, and what I mean is you've got a group of people who are operating with one goal in mind, like they're actually aligned on what the goal is. They are committed to helping the team achieve that goal. Of course, they have their own individual goals that they want to hit. They have their own targets. They have their own reasons for wanting to achieve that team goal. So when you've got a group of people who are aligned on doing whatever they need to do to help the team achieve a specific goal, and they're willing to collaborate, they're willing to share the best practices, they're willing to sacrifice some of their own time or some of their own energy, or, you know, tell people what's actually working. They're willing to give the extra effort. They're willing to train that newbie. They're willing to hop on that extra call. They're willing to make all of those things. When you've got that actually operating, you will always outperform a machine where you've got individual seats being filled based on their individual merit. And again, that's true no matter how great the individuals may be. And it's because a team is more than the sum of its part. A team is a system. It's like a system is basically a bunch of individual components that are working together to create an output that's greater than the individual parts. That is by definition what a team is, when it's working really well, when it's working the way that it's supposed to. If you've experienced it, then you will know exactly what I'm talking about. You will hear this and you will go, yep, like zero doubt in my mind. And if you haven't, there's a pretty good chance that you go, nah, gee, like you, that's bullshit. You can't get, you know, you can't build a sales team, like a true sales team. You can't build a true executive team. Like people are going to be too selfish and they're going to be, you know, out for themselves, and they're never going to really give more shits about the collective output of the team, of the unit, than they will themselves. Like you just can't build it that way. And I'm telling you, you absolutely can. Like you don't have to be on a football field or wear a specific jersey in order to experience this. And once you do, like once you are part of a really good team, you don't want to play the game any other way, whether you're playing football or business. Like you, once you've been part of that and you have felt the momentum, you have felt the energy, and you know what it's like to have healthy competition and people supporting each other and challenging each other and putting up wins on the board and winning together and losing together. Once you've actually experienced it, you're like, dude, I don't want to do this any other way. Like there's like going to a half-assed team or going to a shitty culture or going to someplace where it's like, hey, just sit in the corner and in your cubicle and do the thing that you were individually supposed to do and, you know, shut up and plow forward. You get there and you're like, eh. Like even if you're making more money, even if you've got a bigger title, even if there's, you know, more status markers that are around it, you're going to say, nah, I've been part of something greater than this. And I have felt this way from like day one in management. My first management promotion into taking over a sales team, you know, I walked in and I was like, and I was selling on the team prior. And I was like, we're going to rebuild the culture. And, you know, we fired half the team. We put in place core values. We, you know, started hiring according to those values. We, you know, made the collective mission, like the output, the number one thing that we had to do. Obviously, there were incentive plans and things that were aligned to make sure everybody individually got compensated fairly, more than fairly, all that stuff. We did that. And it took a minute. Once we built that culture and that organization and that team, I swear, I was like, this will change the trajectory of my career forever, because I don't want to play on another unit that's not a team. And I haven't, right? Like when I get into that environment, I'm like, eh, this isn't nearly as much fun. This isn't nearly as good a use of my time. Like the quality of work living goes down for like significantly, and it's relative to what you've experienced. And so I caught this clip. There's a 2-minute clip here from Brady that I heard that just like reinforced this and framed it in such a good way, like in terms of champions and stars. I can't think of anybody more credible to speak of what it takes to be part of a championship team. So let me share this with you real quick.
We're drafting people before we're drafting players, which means they're thinking about the intangible traits of these players more so than just the skill set. And I think I'm a big believer in that. I won Super Bowls with a lot of 6th-round picks, a lot of undrafted free agents that worked hard. They put the team first. They were committed to one another. They were committed to try to do the right thing on every play. They showed up every day with a good attitude to be successful. They weren't selfish. You know, you had receivers that were going to go in and crack safeties. You had running backs that were going to step up in pass protection and take on blitzing linebackers. You know, you were going to have a quarterback that could stand in the pocket and take a hit when someone's bearing down on their face mask. You know, you had defensive linemen that were taking up 2 offensive linemen so a linebacker could scrape over the top and make a tackle. So that is team football. And that is our good processes for winning and for championship level type of commitment. And you don't get that all the time in the NFL. I think the challenge in this day is we're getting a lot of athletes that are very concerned about individual success, very concerned about their individual statistics. And it's fine. You'll probably make a lot of money that way, but I don't think you're going to be a champion in the same way, because champions do what the stars aren't always willing to do. And I would prefer to be on a team full of champions over stars. And even in this broadcasting role, Chris, that's what I look for all the time. When a quarterback throws the touchdown pass, I actually watch to see who he goes and celebrates with. Because what did I do? I looked for my offensive lineman every time. I went down and celebrated in the end zone with my teammates every time. I wanted everyone to feel like they were part of the success. I told the linemen, we're all running to the end zone and we're celebrating as a team. Because I think that's way more intimidating than a quarterback doing his 6-shooter guns and pointing up in the crowd and doing all that other bullshit that's very self-promotional, but it's not about winning. And I think winning in football is about a team, always a team attitude first.
And you know what? It's not just football. And I get that there's like a lot of people are tired of sports analogies and business, but it's not just in football. Like, this is just psychology. Like, people, when you're operating as a team, it is a completely different experience. And what I love about this is like, we're looking for people, not players. And I can't tell you from a sales team standpoint how many times I've taken a shot on somebody who didn't have quite the experience or the proven talent, like from somewhere else, that somebody else did. And I'm like, you know what? You would just operate better here. Like, you're just a better fit for the culture. You're coachable. You're hungry. You came in like overly prepared. You know, when we sent you the email, you read the piece about the culture. You got excited about it. You're like, that's completely different. And the quote, champions do what stars won't. And that's at the end of the day in business, you're not going to win a Super Bowl at the level that a Tom Brady or the Patriots did, but you will win the Super Bowl in your little ecosystem. And the people that you'd want on your team are the people that are willing to do what is necessary, like that are committed to that, that aren't selfish, that are going to help you get to the goal that you need if you're in the leadership role, right? And that starts with getting the right people, not just the right players. Like, we actually had a rule back when I was running this team for the Chamber, the first one, and it was like, no prima donnas. I didn't give a shit about your numbers. I didn't give a shit about I did, but that was not enough to have immunity and be an asshole. And what I found was a lot in sales, people tend to do really well as individuals, and they think that, you know, entitles them to do whatever the fuck they want or to act however they want. And too many organizations allow it. They tolerate it. They say, yeah, okay, well, we need to hit the goal, so we need that individual in that seat. When you build the team the right way, like, no individual player is more important than the unit as a whole, right? So we would, no prima donnas. Like, if you, even if you were the number one person, you were expected to maintain the culture and the values and the winning attitude and the team mindset that we had. And there's a reason for 10 years in a row, we didn't miss a single, we didn't miss a goal one time, not a strategic goal, not a revenue goal. And the goals kept getting increased every single year. We went through like crazy, like political headwinds, economic China. We would crush the number. It's because they're not hitting the number was not an option. And everybody was committed to helping us do it. And, you know, we were playing a team sport. I would say, you know, he says, you know, if you don't think so, you're not going to be a champion. In Tom's quote, what I would say is like, not only are you not going to be a champion, you're not going to be as fulfilled in your career, in your role, the thing that you are doing 8 to 10 hours a day or more, if you are not part of a team. Like, and you may think you are, but I swear to you, if you have the opportunity to join an actual legitimate team that is aligned, it will change your entire paradigm. Think about that. The next time you're going to hire your next person in general, hire your next salesperson, hire your next VP, hire your next, even your next admin, like, is this person going to contribute to the collective team mindset and mentality that I want to build? And make your decisions based on that. And if you make your decisions based on that, instead of just resumes, experience, or what you think are going to be the air quote talent, then you end up with a lot more W's on the board. Hey, thank you very much for your time and for listening. I have one ask for you, and it only takes 10 seconds. You don't have to give me an email or anything like that. We are looking to get some input on the content that you want to hear more of. And we created a form at rayjgreen.com/feedback where you can go select a drop down on this episode. Tell us whether you liked it, whether you didn't. Either way, I want your input and it would help me out a lot. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate you listening. And if willing, your feedback. Adios.